Good evening once again. This is Judy Heinickel. I'm one of the missionary servants of Holy Love, and I again have the privilege of being able to speak here this evening with Don and Maureen Kyle. We're hoping this radio broadcast is bringing more souls to be inspired to look into the Holy Love messages that are given to Maureen through apparitions from Jesus and Mary. And certainly, if you've been listening and you have any questions, we'd be very happy to receive those questions and answer them on the air. The information of where to send those questions will be given at the end of the broadcast, but we would certainly welcome any questions you may have. And now to get started for this evening, Don, would you like to open the program with a scripture reading and a prayer?
Okay, this evening we have a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew 22, verses 34 through 60. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they assembled in a body. And one of them, a lawyer, in an attempt to trip him up, asked him, "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, and with your whole mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments the whole law is based, and the prophets as well." Our prayer this evening. Dear Jesus, teach me to trust only in the power of you, your Father and the Holy Spirit. I surrender to you my will. In this surrender, I accept that your grace controls the future. I understand that you love me and want only my good, my salvation. I resolve to live in the present moment and await whatever you may plan for me in the future. I will trust in your plans and divine will for me. Amen.
Thanks, Don. Very fitting words for the continuation of our topic on the present moment. We have so much material from Blessed Mother and Jesus on the present moment that it takes several broadcasts for us to get through it. So we'd like to continue talking about that. It's very striking when you study the messages on the present moment, the various aspects of the present moment that Jesus and Mary have brought up. Well, one thing that astounded me the first time I heard it, Maureen, was to know that Jesus suffers in the present moment. In April of 98, Blessed Mother said, "Dear children, tonight I ask you to understand and have great empathy for my son who suffers still in the present moment. I myself weep bitter tears. I tell you that today there are more wicked hearts in the world than there are loving hearts. You must pray, my children, for the propagation of this message is everything, everything that will keep the hand of justice from falling so heavily upon the world." What a striking thing to know that Jesus, in this present moment right now, is suffering because of wicked hearts in the world. So, of course, we look to this message to find the answer to solving those present moment problems. Maureen, did you have something you'd like to share with us today from the messages about the present moment?
Yes, on July 15th this month, I got the following message. "I am Jesus born incarnate. I will tell you why it is good to trust in me and to live in holy love in the present moment. The more you trust in me, the more grace I pour into your heart in the present and in the future. Your trust and your love of me cannot be separated, just as my divine mercy and divine love are inseparable. Further, what you hold in your heart directs your free will. Then if you are loving me and trusting me, you will not act impulsively, but await my grace to act in you and through you. What I give you then in every present moment is the sum total of all you need for your salvation, your holiness, and your sanctity. The more you look for my grace with the eyes of trust and love, the more you will find it. How easy this sounds, how difficult to surrender to it."
Well, Jesus certainly does make it simple and difficult at the same time, doesn't he?
Yes, he
does. It's such a simple concept and yet so difficult to live on a daily basis. Back in 97, Blessed Mother also told us how simple the message was, and it was again a striking thing. She invited us to comprehend the dimension of the present moment. It is far-reaching and eternal. Within the concept of the present moment is your salvation or your damnation. When you surrender to holy love in this present moment, you are choosing salvation. Some of the greatest minds in the history of the world have failed to comprehend what I am telling you today. It is too simple for the sophisticated and the intellectual. I suppose then I should be take chastisement here at the fact that I was having trouble understanding it. It is too humble a concept for the proud. Oh, no. But to the childlike, it is the truth they search for. It is food for the hungry and joy to the saddened heart. The present moment reaches into eternity and comes with you to heaven when you surrender it to me. I do not forsake those who give to me the present through holy love. These are the ones truly consecrated to my Immaculate Heart, for they live in me and through me. These are the ones I hastily lead into the heart of my Son, which is the divine will. No longer fear or be anxious about or seek anything in this world. I have come to you today bearing all truth to you. It's just amazing. I suppose that really does say it all. If we don't understand it, then there's something right with our wrong with our pride level. Don, you had something more you'd like to add about that?
Yes. There was a message that goes back to May of 97 when Jesus said, I want to draw you into my Sacred Heart, which is here in the present moment. To me, the present moment is always an eternal. I hold no memory of your last transgression against love. I am not now judging the decisions you will make in the future. I am just here now, with you and around you and in your midst. Do you not recognize me?
Just beautiful. Boy, they keep saying the same things to us in such beautiful ways so that we can understand this concept. She's constantly joined together, she and Jesus, the present moment and holy love, that we're supposed to find the holy love in the present moment. Sometimes not perfectly clear, but if we keep trying, we should find it. It was also interesting when studying these messages that frequently the present moment was coupled to the evil of abortion and what's going on in our country in general. Back in 97, Blessed Mother said, when your country was founded, hearts were well-centered in Christ, your country even adopted as its byword, "In God We Trust." But today, God has been forced out of hearts. Consciences have fallen asleep. The word freedom has been convoluted and now stands for every sort of abomination and debauchery against God's law. Because your nation leads and holds much influence over other nations, great, great are the consequences of ungodly decisions. The Church itself stands compromised by opinions instead of loyalty to the Holy Father. I am calling the laity to unite in the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Pray for the courage to battle in the present moment every type of hypocrisy and lie Satan is spreading. I am with you. I want to protect you. The future depends on your prayers. And then the month of July, June and July, 97, she was telling us a lot about these sorts of things. She also said, I come to you today seeking your prayers for this nation, to whom much is given, much is expected in return. This is true of nations as well as souls. Your country was founded on sound ideology, given many resources and great leaders, but all of these assets have been taken for granted and abused. Most do not see God's hand in the course of history, and even less in the present moment. Good has been convoluted and made into evil through free will. Consciences have become the law of the land. Man's ingenuity has been credited with God's grace. Abortion is accepted and set as a standard before all people and all nations. God will enact his justice, not in small measure, but according to the evil in hearts. Your country and many more have chosen ways contrary to the perfect balance in nature and the universe. All that prevents sheer justice from God's hand is prayer and my mission of love around the world. Powerful things she was telling us, and she went on once again about the abortion in June of 98. Today I come to you on the Feast of my Immaculate Heart to invite you to see that abortions occur in every present moment. piercing and offending our united hearts mercilessly. When you pray, wrap your prayers in love that the wounds of our hearts will be soothed. God will not forsake you in your needs. Pray that priests have a greater understanding of this evil and that their hearts be uncompromised in speaking against it. These messages seem striking because of in July, we've had the 4th of July. We're thinking of our country frequently, and yet this present moment, and she's been reminding us for quite a few years about this present moment of the problems we have in our country, and it can be solved by going to the present moment theory of applying holy love in that present moment, which could be overwhelming if we thought of all the problems, but isn't, because we only have one problem at a time in the present moment. Maureen, did you have another message that you wanted to share with us about this topic?
Yes, and this message was given to me today, and what Jesus is telling us is that when we pray, our prayers should come from hearts filled with holy love. And the more love we have in our hearts when we pray, the stronger and more powerful and effective the prayer is. He said, "Dearest child, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to help you understand the value of the present moment. I do not ask of you heroic deeds and pious acts in each and every present moment as a means of salvation. I do ask your surrender to the law of love. This is the way of reconciliation with your Creator. Mankind has lost sight of this truth. I have come today to renew every heart in a commitment to holy love. Take, for instance, one Hail Mary. If it is recited with a loving heart, it brings with it the power to convert a soul, to stop a war, to deliver a soul from purgatory, even to change the future of the world. See then that the love in your heart when you pray determines the power of the prayer. Suppose you were to make a great sacrifice, but with much tepidity. I would honor a small hidden sacrifice done with much holy love so much more. If you were to surrender to me everything you own, but did so begrudgingly or with much flamboyance and show, I would not honor such a sacrifice as much as one Hail Mary offered in the quiet of your heart with much love. Do not lose sight of this truth. Do not be confounded by how much you give me, but always give with love. This is the key to accomplishing much good and to staying within the divine will of my Father. Make it known."
Another beautiful thing for him to tell us to do, comforting and yet prodding us along to keep going. Don, did you have something more you wanted to add to that?
Yes, Judy, I think in the last couple months, Jesus had been speaking about humility and holy love, and holy love was the soil that that holds humility, and to move further into holiness, everything needs to be done humbly through holy love. You mentioned, Our Lady had mentioned Maureen a couple of years ago, I think it was November of 97. She's speaking about prayer, and so often we think that our prayers don't matter, or just the small sacrifice or the small prayers that Jesus has just told Maureen today, you know, really didn't matter much. However, this was a message from 97 that a lady, first Maureen saw two hearts, then they disappeared, and Our Lady came as Mary, refuge of holy love. She said, "Dear children, tonight I invite you to see that all things today are influenced by prayer. See then the importance of prayer in the present moment. I am coming to help you understand that in heaven, God's actions in the world, his justice and his mercy, are not measured by time. Every minute, every hour. Please understand that it is prayer and sacrifice versus sin and evil that bring about or mitigate every action of God in the world. Further understand, my dear children, that the great importance of the present moment, which is eternal and which can bring about great change in the world today through your prayers and your sacrifices. So once again, Our Lady's mentioned and indicated that please don't give up. Continue to pray.
Right. Amazingly, that's one of the prime examples of a good present moment thing that I had marked as well in our 60 pages. That's just an excellent, that God's looking at the balance in the world of what's in hearts. That's how he decides what to do next in our world. Amazing how much the present moment affects heaven. There were about 120 messages about how we should personalize the present moment. Oh, one that seemed good was, this was Blessed Mother, I have come to you attempting to show the way to personal holiness in the present moment through holy love. Some excuse themselves every fault by saying it's my personality or we're human, yet no attempt is made to correct these faults or to recognize Satan's hand in their midst. They allow themselves to be ruled by their emotions rather than trying to conquer them through holy love. I do not come to excuse, but to convict. I give you new and sufficient grace in each new present moment to overcome your faults and to come deeper into my heart. You cannot hide from me. You are always under my maternal gaze. Here again, she's telling us that there's a present moment grace for you, no matter how tough it is.
Yeah, Our Lady's indicated so much of us worry about what's to happen in the future, and she says, leave the past in the past, the future to the future, and just give God the present moment, because the future isn't here yet, and the grace for the future won't be there until you get there.
There have been a lot of speculations amongst many people that that we're in the end times and when they're going to happen and so forth. There was one message she gave in September of 98 in which she said, no one knows the hour or day of my Jesus' return except the Eternal Father. Do not give your hearts over to many preparations in the world. You will miss the present moment. I think she's mentioned quite a few times, don't miss the present moment while you're worried about the future. She seems to have mentioned that frequently.
Yes, she tells us that it's Satan who wants to rob us of the present moment, either through worry or guilt. And that's why she's given us so many messages, I think, so that we know that our holiness and our sanctity and our salvation even is in the present.
Jesus even gave us a present moment prayer, didn't he, that we could use. I think we used it during our last broadcast, but the whole message that came with it was, I am here, your Jesus, Redeemer and King. Little sister, many do not understand my heart or divine love. As my mother's heart is the refuge of sinners, my heart is the dwelling of divine intimacy. To know my heart is to know divine love. My divine love is unconditional. All I ask of you is that you love me. Then you will feel my divine love in return. My love and my mercy are one. Each builds on the other. Make known the little prayer that I gave you, the prayer that draws you into the present moment. And here was the prayer. Jesus, be king of this present moment. Take my heart, my soul, and my will, and make them your own. A one-sentence prayer that some of us over 50 can't memorize. But we could remember to
be nice, Judy.
Well, no, I'm in the group. There was one other thing that I had marked here that might be important to mention, and that is the unity that the present moment can bring to all peoples. In May of 97, Blessed Mother told us, dear children, today I inform you that when my son returns, all will accept me as their mother. But today, my dear children, it is true that I am not the mother of most, for they will not accept me, and they will not live with love in their hearts. My heart bleeds, and I weep for those who turn their back on love. I am calling you into the one fold where all is love in the present moment. And I think that we are exactly where we're supposed to be for the end of the show.
Another minute left, Peter. Okay.
Okay.
Great. And I'd like to close with, as Judy's talked about, Holy love is Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. And as she had indicated, told the world at Fatima in 1917 that the victory of her Immaculate Heart would come. And hence, since her Immaculate Heart is holy love, and this is the message that she's giving here, she talks about her triumph. And this was back in March of 98. She said, "Dear children, tonight I have come to invite you to see that self-love is the enemy. Holy love is my victory and my triumph." That's her Immaculate Heart. "Therefore, run to holy love and surrender to it in the present moment. In the world, you have abortion, apostasy, and always the threat of war. Abortion and apostasy are the fruits of self-love, and war is the punishment for those sins. Children, surrender to me, for soon I will come bearing a very special consecration for homes, as I desire to be carried in every home under this image that heaven has granted you. That's Mary, refuge of holy love. Then evil will not thrive in homes as it is in many cases today." And once again, we repeat that Our Lady's heart is holy love. Judy?
Thanks, Don. Well, we are at the end of our time. Keep those cards and letters coming. And we are happy to ask you to stay with us and pray the United Hearts Chaplet and the decades of the Rosary. Thank you.